Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Excited to get on the Rude guest hotline right now and welcome in our friend, Mr. Fred Smoot. Fred, how you doing, man? You get any sleep last night?
Man, we had better days, brother. No sleep. Me and Jeff were just talking about it. He said he couldn't even sit in his car because that belt had been hit that butt. It was tough on all of us, man. Mm-hmm.
So it was.
I totally agree with you, Fred. I'm curious. One thing B and I tried to separate as we were talking about the loss last night is what, at least for me, I kind of consider to be a one-off, a outlier. And then what are the real recurring problems? I don't think Jaden's going to fumble that very often. I think that was a fluky thing. But this team starts slow, and they're bad at tackling and give up big plays. Those are legitimate recurring issues to me.
Yeah, they are. And they're starting to really, really affect us in how we play. That's something that we did well last year. We tackled as a group. I'm seeing a lot of individual tackles where guys are facing the runner and it's just one person facing that runner. And great defenses, we got this thing called ants on bread. I don't know if you ever dropped a piece of bread on the ground and seen 23 ants around it, but they get that as a group. They tackle that as a group. And I'm not seeing that consistently. The thing about it, I think that's the word we should say with this team, consistent, because they didn't show flashes of we can be a good defense. They show flashes of we can be a dominant offense, we can be a dominant special team, but then in situational times, they don't do that, and I think that's what's leaving us feeling the way we are. But I must say this, last night when I left that game, if I have to sum it up in one word, pain. That's what I felt, pain, because as an ex-player, we can take you beating us 40-0. That means you out-schemed us, you outplayed us, you out-hustled us, and y'all were just better. But when we give you a game like that, this is the thing that nightmares are made of. This is where players have nightmares.
Yep. But, Fred, we talk about the slow starts, and we had a guy call earlier and say, is it really slow starts, or are we having mistakes at the most inopportune times? We got the ball two times. We threw an interception on the first one. We had a fumble on the second possession. What needs to happen for this thing to just start off where we go down and get the score instead of we're down 10-0?
We need to finish what we start. Like you said, it ain't that we had a slow start yesterday. It's just that we left all the drives incomplete in the first half. And that would put us behind the chains. And what we've seen with this team – to allow us to be our best, we are a running team. To run the ball, that game flow has to give you a chance to run the ball, and you can't run the ball down 13-0. You can't run the ball down 20. Like, it takes away what makes you great. And what we need to do is start doing what we did last year, and that's finishing drives. The one thing I can say that I think made us dominant last year, when we would go on these 12, 13, 14 play drives, and it would drain the life out of teams. We're not putting those drives together right now offensively, and it's not giving us a chance. And then defensively, you have to put the runner on the ground. That's my job, right? My first job is to cover. My second job is to put the runner on the ground. If he catches the ball, if he runs the ball, it doesn't matter. But I'm not gonna consistently tackle pro running backs by myself time and time again. It's going to have to be a group effort.
How disappointing do you think the 55-yard touchdown catch to DeAndre Swift, specifically his ability to keep that play going? I thought Quan should have had him out of bounds. Lattimore just unable to get him down. How frustrating was that play specifically for you, a former DB that understood the weight of that possession?
Well, it's one of them things. When it happens, you know it's the scrow that breaks the camel's back. It's one of those things where you have to understand when you're in that situation, your best friend is the sideline. The sideline is undefeated. B. Mitch can't beat the sideline. Jerry Rice can't beat the sideline. Nor will Barry Sanders beat the sideline. You have to use that as a lethal weapon. At the least, I don't need to tackle him there. I need to get him out of bounds. I need to use his momentum, push him and force him out of bounds. And I'm not mad at Quan for missing that tackle because he shot his shot. But if you Lattimore, you have to finish that and get this guy out of bounds. And I'm not going to take anything from Ben Johnson. That was a great play call. We was in man-to-man. He running an option route. There's only going to be one person or two people out there because everybody else is stuck to their man. I just thought it was a great play call. And thank Lord that we don't play this running back with 17 games a year because he has Daniel Jones disease. He loves playing at Northwest State.
He does.
He really does, man.
He did it last year. He did it again this year.
Talking with our friend Fred Smoot here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Fred at fsmoot21, Sean T. As much as the game last night was super disappointing, Fred, I feel like you're a good person to ask about this because I remember when they were doing the rebrand, how into the Red Wolves you were and whatever. They've landed on Commanders. We've all kind of moved forward. But they are making a real effort, I think, to kind of like build out what that brand means. How cool was it last night seeing Darryl Green wave that spear around and getting that raise? It was pretty cool.
It was unbelievable because I was in the suite with all the rest of us. We called it the old folks' home of Ashburn. We was in the suite. and if we all up there, you can see in all our eyes when the lights turn out. And I thought it was cool what the ownership did with the wristbands and that light show. And the first thing came out of my mouth, we never got that. Why we never got that? All right? And then to see Darryl out there and him leading the hell check, that atmosphere said, let's go win this game. Like, the theater put on before the game said, let's go win this game. And for us to have this game in our hands and let it slip through our fingers like that, it kind of erased all the pregame excitement. It kind of erased all the extra bells and whistles when we didn't finish what we started. And it took some of the air out of it for me.
I totally agree, man. The crowd, everything, the setup was right, and then you get the pick early and then the fumble. I mean, the first two possessions went pick, fumble, really disheartening. Defensively, Fred, what do you make? Another recurring issue, I'd say, is what seems to be a real trouble spot when opposing offenses are running crossing routes. And I don't know what the fix is. Maybe you can identify it, but, man, it is a problem week after week after week.
They're man beaters. They're man beaters route. When you're predominantly man team, me and Sean Springs had to play one season 80% man to man. All we seen was crosser routes. All we seen was rub routes. And me and Sean just developed this nonverbal communication of we're going to high low it, we're going to inside out it, we're going to triangle it, we're going to box it, we're going to fight you with every weapon that we have. Everything that's in our arsenal, we're going to do it. Like, We used to be, if they did a stack route on me and Sean, whoever has the point, I need you to be aggressive. Like, if Sean is going to be on the point guy, I need you to jam him to give me a clear view of where my guy is. Because when you're playing, when you're playing man-to-man and you're playing against these man-beaters, you're basically a chaser. You, in your head, you, before the play even start, you need to be like, I need to get in this guy's hip pocket because I'm going to have to chase him horizontally across this field. So what I'm saying is we're getting beat pre-snap, all right? We're mm-hmm. not getting beat during the play. We're getting beat pre-snap because the guys are not having a plan that they can allocate and do at a fast rate and understand I need to get to a certain point on this field where I can – I'm not, and here goes the thing about man-to-man, and most people don't understand is that don't really know football is, man-to-man coverage is not for interceptions. It's for pass breakups and tackles,
yeah.
Right? Because you're not going to intercept the ball a lot. So I think the DBs need to get in their head. A win in this situation is no catch, pass breakup, tackle after catch with no yards, no yak. So I think it's all pre-snap than it is during the snap.
Fred, they're sitting at 3-3 right now. Where is your mindset with this football team? What needs to happen and what you think got to happen for them to get back on the winning side?
In the immortal words of one great author, Slim Shady, will the real Slim Shady stand up? I need to know who this team is mm-hmm. because they show me these glimpses of, oh, yeah, we are that team. Then they show me these lapses of we can't seem to get it right. So as a fan, I can understand when you feel like at one point you feel like you got the best team in the league. At another point, they feel like, oh, we the same old Commanders from the past. I totally understand. And these ebb and flows probably come from the fact that the guy that you had listed as your starting running back at the beginning of the year, gone. John Bates just got back. Sam Cosby, Pro Bowl guard, gone. Reinforcements will come. Will Harris gone. It's so many guys, and I'm not using it because every team in the league has injuries right now. But we did a lot of shuffling right now. We just signed Preston Smith 2 weeks ago. Preston Smith probably played 19 to 20 snaps last night. So right. I think when the team as a whole becomes whole again, that's when I think we need to really judge this team. But I can say this. Because of these injuries to your number one wide receiver, to your number three wide receiver, guys like Luke McCaffrey have found out that I can play in this league.
Yep.
And not only can I play in this league, I can be whatever my team need me to be. Right now, Luke might be the number one return man in the NFL, and he had a 40-yarder taken from him last night. Luke McCaffrey is on a tear because Luke McCaffrey believes in Luke McCaffrey. Jalen Lane is out there making plays. We didn't know we were going to have to depend on Jalen Lane. Jalen Lane is out there making plays. So through all of this hurt, through all of this pain, we're still 500. We still have a bulk of the schedule still sitting in front of us. So like I said last year, let grandma cook. And please, kids, get out the kitchen.
I like that, Fred. Looking ahead, actually, why do you think they struggled to run the ball last night? That was a pretty big surprise.
That bye week for Chicago, they understood we not good against the run. We're going to put eight in the box, and we're going to dare you to pass the ball. We're going to say if you pass the ball, damn if you do, damn if we don't. If you get on top of us, we don't care. But what we're not going to let you do, we're not going to let the best rushing team in the NFL utilize that number one thing. And then did you realize on all of the RPOs that we ran last night, all they worried about was where was JD5? They made sure that he gave that ball off. They was not going to let us beat them with him running the ball. So I was always wondering, if they're going to do that, why not do what we did a lot last year? And that was late in the game. We would go into these 4 and 5 wide formations where we would have no backs in the backfield. And then if the play breaks down and nobody's open, then Jaden can use his athletic ability when the play breaks down instead of a design run that they said last night, no design runs from number 5. We accepted. It was just one of those challenges where we was going to say, that's our sprint. We're going to stick to what we do well. We're going to run the ball. And last night they were saying, no, you're not going to run the ball because we're going to have one more man in this box than you can protect.
And I think if you had Terry, you had Noah, they couldn't have done what they did last night.
No, they couldn't.
Last night they were able to do it.
Yep, you're completely right, because they feel like it wasn't a threat there. And don't forget, Debo limped into this game with that heel. And as you can see, that heel was bothering him because he wasn't running like regular Debo last night. So now you take away your number one receiver, your number two receiver is limping in, and your number three receiver is at home with your number one receiver. Yeah, they feel like, hey, if they're going to beat us, they're going to beat us in the air. And that's why you've seen a lot of Zach Ertz last night, because he was that one dependable guy that we could go to.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times when they're in those jumbo sets, the receiver on the field was Chris Moore, and that's just not a dynamic threat opposite the size where Chicago knows you're probably...
Well, it's nothing that the DBs are going to just lose their mind about. You're not alerting Chris Moore. I'm not no disrespect to Chris Moore. Right. I'm just saying, as a cornerback, you're not, you know, that's a job I got to do it. We're not putting no safety over the top of Chris Moore.
Yeah, totally.
Look, you know, it's a short week now. They're playing Dallas in 5 days. They're back on the practice field tomorrow. Pickett.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kins is playing at a really elite level. Jerry Jones says they'll have CeeDee Lamb back. What if anything, do you want to see this secondary try to do against a Cowboys offense anyway that's performing at a really high level?
You know what? This is a mental, very intimate game, because this coaching staff and their coaching staff, they know everything about each other. Schottenheimer was there when Coach Quinn was like, they know every little intimate thing about each other. So it's going to be very eager to see the battle of attrition. I'm going to be eager to see which one of these coaching staffs are going to be willing to switch up what they do. Who's going to be able to layer what they do? Because they know each other inside and out. Coach Quinn knows Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott knows Coach Quinn. Coach Schottenheimer knows him. Coach Witt knows. Like, it's such an intimate thing that you're talking about one of the best offenses in football right now. Skinny Dak is playing some of the best ball he has played in a couple of years. Yes, I'm going to tell you something about Dak. When he starts to lose weight, he starts to run a little bit more. And if he adds that to his repertoire, that makes the offense that much better. And Williams is running the ball out that backfield. That offensive line is protecting better than people thought they would. So it's going to be a test for this defense. The question is, are you going to go in with an aggressive? Do I want to get Dak off the spot? I'm going to play more zone and coverage and be a more of a bend but don't break defense? Do I want to force a high-powered touchdown scoring offense to just settle for three? Or do I want to try to make them settle for none and that's a chance for them to get six?
Do you really want to change up what you do best and become something new? Or you try to stick to what you know, or go full out on what you know upsets Brett or that?
That's the thing about it. How I would go with it, especially with them having them two threats at wide receiver, I would go more bend but don't break defense. I would play a lot of cover four, a lot of cover two, but I would also match that cover two with a lot of, man in a hole. I want that safety to be in a hole. But I have to do something to force Dak to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And the one thing Dak has proven, I'm not going to make mistakes if I'm standing up and my jersey is clean. We have to get pressure. And if you have to get pressure, especially on a guy like Dak, it's not your defensive ends that's going to affect him. It's your D tackles that's going to affect him. The shortest route to the quarterback is through the A and the B gap. Yeah. And if you can get pressure through the A and the B gap and just get your hands up, force him to throw in between defensive linemen, in between linemen, just make it hard for his vision, you have a chance to slow these guys down. But if you let Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and George Pickens just go pitch and catch, you're not going to stop these
guys.
You
got a problem.
For sure. That could be big trouble. Fred, we really appreciate you making time.
You, young man.
I know it was a late night, dude.
Hey, you know, I'm proud of y'all too, man. And I must say this, Jeff looks great. You know, Ozempic Jenkins is looking better than I have ever seen him look in my life, man.
All right, E.T., go home.
Yo, Fred, I also, did you notice, because I know you're a big Game of Thrones guy, how, like, a lot of the intro, a lot of the stuff they do on the video boards is very Game of Thrones-ish. Like, when they show that map of all the little NFL cities, like, that's straight out of Game of Thrones.
Oh, I love it. I love it that they're taking on and they're selling the image. Like, they're selling what the team and what they want you to think about when you think about the team. And I think that's very intelligent. I think that's very smart because you just can't throw a name out there. It has to be a meaning behind the name.
There you go.
Right. All right, Fred.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate your time.
All right, anytime, fellas.
All right. All right. That's our guy, Fred Smoot. Give him a follow at FSmoot21, Sean T. Phone lines are still lit up. A couple other things I want to just kind of tidy up as we get ready. Grant and Danny coming your way at 2 o'clock. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.